Now, you know that we need to talk about this morning. If all had gone to plan, Australia and England would be preparing themselves for the fourth day of the first Ashes test in Perth this morning. But both teams have had more than 24 hours to rest after an English collapse and a blistering century from Travis Head gave Australia a 1-0 lead on Saturday.
Stark moves in, bowls. Oh, he's played on! Root is out, he's bowled by Stark, he's dragged the ball into his stumps.
Atkinson to him, he backs away, pops it up on the offside and gets through for the single. A test turning 100 for Travis Head.
Around the wicket, he bowls short and he's held up the back foot through the covers. And he's going away for a single, that's all they need. Australia have scored the most amazing victory here.
Jim Maxwell sent a few victories as well. There's some of the highlights from the first test, as called by the ABC sport team. But a test match finishing inside 2 days has many fans and pundits scratching their heads, trying to make sense of the whirlwind result, which could cost administrators of cricket millions of dollars in lost revenue and also the payment of refunds. Sam Perry is one half of the Grade Cricketer and is a cricket author, writer and podcast. Sam, g'day. Welcome to Breakfast.
Morning, Sally. Thanks for having me.
What do you make of all of this? What the hell happened on Saturday?
It was very stupefying, this test match. I had the opportunity to be there in Perth while it was taking place, and it certainly felt like with an Australian victory, we were watching something special. But it's hard to get past the idea that it wasn't akin to like a TikTok test match. I had the opportunity to speak to somebody very senior at Cricket Australia while Travis Head was strumming his famous 100, and they said that it was looking like a $5 million loss in refunds for Cricket Australia. And I did ask them, would you prefer the value of this win for Australia? And they said, I'd prefer both.
bad luck. Yeah. What do you know about the demographics for Test cricket? We saw a lot of young fans attending this match on Friday and Saturday in Perth, but do the dollars and cents and the demographics tell us that Test cricket is connecting or not connecting with young people, Sam?
I think it is within Australia. I think Cricket Australia have done a lot to ensure that test matches remain the heartbeat of cricket here. It's where they put most of their money into. They've committed to playing test cricket in the peak areas of or the peak real estate of summer within Australia. And I think that young kids and players who are at the start of their careers still aspire to play in the baggy green. Now, that wouldn't be consistent with the macro trends of the game globally, which sees franchise cricket very much in the ascension. And Cricket Australia themselves have a privatisation question right in front of them. I would expect that the Big Bash League will soon be owned primarily by Indian franchises, and we might see things change.
Yeah, most of the eyeballs for cricket are in the subcontinent. There's a lot of money there to be made from cricket in many markets. Does Test cricket need to be fast to be exciting? If we have a real battle on our hands in Brisbane and it goes 3 to 5 days, is that just as good?
I think it's better, to be honest. I mean, I think cricket taken as a whole has always had a format that has contextualised the longer format. You know, in the past it used to be one-day cricket. Now it's T20 cricket. I mean, maybe I'm sounding old here, but like I still think we like our test matches to teach us about life a little bit, about, you know, boring ideas like patience and accountability and discipline. And I think that there's a lot of people who have watched this England performance, you know, whose philosophy or ideology emphasises all-out attack, who have capitulated to one of their most humiliating defeats, you know, in their history, thinking if only they applied some test cricket principles, they might be successful as well.
Yeah, it was quite extraordinary to watch. It spun me around. I'm still trying to make sense of exactly what happened. Sam, really good to talk to you, and good luck ahead with the Grade Cricketer as well. Lots and lots of listeners already. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Sally.
Sam Perry, one half of the Grade Cricketer, a cricket author and also a writer and podcaster. And when the second Ashes starts Wednesday week, you can hear ball-by-ball action with ABC Sport on your local radio or on the ABC Listen app.